spring of 1943, just as David Bohm was trying to write up his thesis research on the collisions of protons and deuterons, he was suddenly told that such work was classified. Since he lacked the necessary security clearance, his own notes on scattering calculations were seized, and he was informed that he was barred from writing up his own research. He appealed to Oppenheimer, who then wrote a letter certifying that his student had nevertheless met the requirements for a thesis. On this basis, Bohm was awarded his Ph.D. by Berkeley in June 1943. Although Oppenheimer personally requested the transfer of Bohm to Los Alamos, Army security officers flatly refused to give him clearance. Instead, a disbelieving Oppenheimer was told that because Bohm still had relatives in Germany, he couldn't be cleared for special work. This was a lie. In fact, Bohm was banned from Los Alamos because of his association with Weinberg. He spent the war years working in the radiation lab, where he studied the behavior of plasmas. Although barred from working on the Manhattan Project, Bohm was able to continue his work as a physicist. Lamanitz and several others were not so fortunate. Shortly after Ernest Lawrence appointed him to serve as the liaison between the Rad Lab and the Manhattan Project's plant at Oak Ridge, Lamanitz received a draft notice from the Army. Both Lawrence and Oppenheimer interceded for him, but to no avail. Lamanitz spent the remainder of the war years in various stateside Army camps. Max Friedman was called in and fired from his job in the radiation lab. He taught physics for a while at the University of Wyoming, and late in the war, Phil Morrison got him a job at the Met Lab in Chicago. But security officers caught up to him after 6 months there, and he was fired. After the war, when his name surfaced in the HUAC investigations into atomic spying, the only job he could get was at the University of Puerto Rico. Like Lamanitz, Friedman had been associated with union organizing within the Rad Lab for Local 25 of FAECT. Army intelligence officers equated such activities with subversive tendencies, and they easily jumped to the conclusion that they should get rid of Lamanitz and Friedman. As for Weinberg, he was put under close surveillance, and when no other evidence emerged to connect him to espionage, he too was drafted and sent to an Army post in Alaska. Shortly before leaving for Los Alamos, Oppenheimer phoned Steve Nelson and asked his friend to meet him at a local restaurant. They met for lunch in an eatery on Berkeley's main strip. "He appeared excited to the point of nervousness," Nelson later wrote. Over a big mug of coffee, Robert told him, "I just want to say goodbye to you, and I hope to see you when the war is over." He explained that he couldn't say where he was going, but that it had something to do with the war effort. Nelson merely asked if Kitty was going with him, and the two friends chatted about the war news. As they parted, Robert commented that it was too bad the Spanish loyalists hadn't managed to hold out a little longer, so that we could have buried Franco and Hitler in the same grave. Writing later in his memoirs, Nelson noted that this was the last time he ever saw Oppenheimer, for Robert's connection with the party had been tenuous at best, anyway.